Thank you, Chair. With regard to subparagraph D, could you proceed to subparagraph, I'm waiting for you, subparagraph D. D, Mr. Chair, D, it's not B. Yes, yes, that's right. I'd like to join the group of states that proposed pharmaceutical corporations after South Africa. And we support the traditional medicine also. Yes. And Mr. Chair, with regard to our reservation that have been made with regard to in relation to NGOs, I'd like some distinguished delegates raise question why you're opposing the inclusion of the NGOs in this text. So that it is said that they are pillars of democracy. Yes, I acknowledge that that are pillars of democracy, also pillars of toppling down illegitimate governments. In the Middle East, in West Asia, that the region, where I come from, they NGOs, some NGOs, I have many respect to NGOs that participated here, and I acknowledge their roles and efforts that have been made to prepare this document. And personally, I have good relationship with them, and with due respect to NGOs here. Some NGOs in West Asia have been involved in the prohibited activities, including coups, armed conflicts, so and other prohibited activities. And those who are advocating for the NGOs, are they respecting for their demands? I say no. In COVID-19 pandemic, many of NGOs inside Iran, outside Iran, have approached to the countries that impose sanctions on Iran, and they demanded that the countries that impose many sanctions on Iran to ease some sanctions and to give some humanitarian exceptions for them to receive pandemic COVID-19 goods and services, to export medicine goods and services to Iran. But they faced with big no. And the healthcare system of Iran is one of the best healthcare system of the world, and that is accessible for everyone and almost is free. And because of the healthcare system of Iran, we combat and we control COVID-19. But the NGOs that who approach to the countries, they face a big no. And because of I've been lawyer for many years, and I've been also a member of drafting committee in this regard, and I'm involved in the NGO cases in our Supreme Court. So I know that these NGOs activities inside Iran, what are the legal consequences of activities, and just making clarification about that, I take the floor. Thank you, Chair.